those Sapta, seven Sindavaha, oceans, Asan, became Yataha, because of which Eva, certainly Kritaha, were made Sapta, seven Bhuvaha, of the Bhumandala, Dvipaha, islands. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. When Priyavrata drove his chariot behind the sun, the rims of his chariot wheels created impressions that later became seven oceans, dividing the planetary system known as Bhumandala into seven islands. Purport. Sometimes the planets in outer space are called islands. We have experience of various types of islands in the ocean, and similarly the various planets divided into 14 lokas are islands in the ocean of space. As Priyavrata drove his chariot behind the sun, he created seven different types of oceans and planetary systems, which altogether are known as Bhumandala or Bhuloka. In the Gayatri Mantra we chant Om Bhur Bhuvak Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam. Above the Bhuloka planetary system is Bhuvarlok, and above that is Svargalok, the heavenly planetary system. All these planetary systems are controlled by Savita, the sun god. By chanting the Gayatri Mantra just after rising early in the morning, one worships the sun god. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadhamayam Dadhati Svapadantikam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripadam Mahambande Sri Guru Dinataranam Paramananda Maravam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna. The blessings of our seniors and all the devotees. In this chapter, the activities of Maharaj Priyavrat are described. Maharaj Priyavrat was such an outstanding personality that he could, by his own desire, create a second sun, and he would circumambulate in the universe behind the sun. This shows us that a devotee is always humble. He did not go in front of the sun, he went behind the sun. It always depends how you look at it. Probably wherever it was dark, he was there, but he was always behind the sun. So his chariot was so big that the rims of his wheel created trenches, which later became known as the seven oceans. So this chariot was pretty big. And in the previous verse yesterday, Srila Prabhupada went on to explain that a pure devotee is able to do very outstanding, very spectacular service because he is personally empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And Prabhupada quotes the verse, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Danurdara, Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvanitir Matir Mama. The last verse from Bhagavad Gita, that wherever there is Krishna and Arjuna, there will be victory. There will be all auspiciousness, there will be all wealth and opulence, all the good qualities will appear. So, as Maharaj Priyavrata was able to create a second sun in the universe in order to illuminate that part which was covered by darkness because of absence of the sun. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada, he traveled the world tirelessly to preach Krishna consciousness. Now usually Krishna, he appears in different millenniums in order to propagate the teachings of dharma. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. But the pure devotee is more merciful than Krishna. The pure devotee does not want to wait till another incarnation comes which will enlighten the living entities with transcendental knowledge. Thus Srila Prabhupada has worked tirelessly to manifest Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Krishna Svadhamo Pagate. Where have the religious principles taken shelter when Krishna left this planet? They have taken shelter in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now Srimad Bhagavatam has been available, at least on the Indian subcontinent, so many editions. But it was not accessible to the common man, to the common person. Not until Srila Prabhupada translated and commented upon Srimad Bhagavatam was Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita widely known in this world. Yesterday, I read in the Times of India, which is quite a known newspaper here in this country. On the front page, there is an article about Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita proposably being banned in Russia. Anybody knows the circulation of Times of India magazine? Largest newspaper in India. So largest newspaper in India, front cover. There is two boxes, and one says, weapons of mass instruction. Not weapons of mass destruction, weapons of mass instructions. And the writer wrote that the Bhagavad Gita of ISKCON is supposedly being banned by a Russian court. And it was a very favorable article. Now, nobody kicks a dead dog. If a dog is dead, nobody bothers to kick it because it's dead. But if a dog is alive, then people will try to hit it, they will try to throw stones at it, they will try to kick it. So, if nobody kicks you, that means you're not doing anything. But if you get kicked, that means you're still alive. Like here in Bombay, this temple was built with a lot of obstruction, at the face of a lot of hostility, a lot of challenging circumstances, as all of you are aware of. In the same way, Krishna appeared in very challenging circumstances. Krishna appeared in the prison cell of Kamsa. He didn't appear somewhere in Kashmir dancing on a green pasture. No, he appeared in Mathura in the prison cell of Kamsa. In the same way, most of the incarnations, Lord Narasingadev, he appeared when Hiranyakasipu wanted to kill Prahlad. So Krishna has chosen to appear whenever his devotees were persecuted and whenever dharma, religious principles, have been disrespected. So, in the same way, Krishna chooses to appear in this world like an actor on a stage. Now, what does an actor do? He waits for the right moment. And then he makes a dramatic entrance. And everybody goes, wow! Where did this fellow come from? Ooh. And that's how Krishna enters in this world. So, when we see all this commotion, all this big anxiety, and all this turmoil, we should understand that Krishna is simply setting the stage to appear and to make a dramatic entrance. Now the question is, are we part of this play? Are we taking part in Krishna's pastime of Him appearing in this world and spreading His message of Bhagavad Dharma? Or are we simply spectators operating through our remote controls from the comfort and safety of our living rooms on our flat screen TVs? We're pushing the buttons. But by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, each and every one of us has been given the chance and the mandate of taking part in spreading the message of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Now, you can tell everybody. Yesterday, three people approached me and said, "You're from Hare Krishna? They're trying to ban your book, isn't it? They're trying to ban Bhagavad Gita." And each and every one of them bought a book. So the awareness is there. But now it means, from today onwards, each and every one of us, we have to carry books. Because you cannot distribute books that you don't have. It's physically not possible. It's one of the laws of Newton. You can't distribute books that you don't have. So you got to have the books. And the more we dress as devotees, the more people will recognize you and approach you like a policeman. People know, oh, here is a policeman. Let me go and get some protection or get some shelter or get some information. I was waiting to board a flight yesterday in Delhi, and everything was very much delayed because of fog and cancelled and whatnot. But that's a different story. I was waiting, and boarding was just about to begin. Well, a middle-aged businessman dressed in suit and tie approached me and he said, "Are you studying to be a monk?" And I said, "Yes, I'm trying. Since almost 30 years, I'm trying to be a monk." I said, "You know, we're always seekers. We're always trying to search out." And he took Bhagavad Gita and he gave me 1,000 rupees right there on the spot before boarding the plane, while everybody watched on. So, if you simply carry Bhagavad Gita with you, wherever you go, people will ask you, "Aren't you a Hare Krishna? Wasn't that about you in the papers yesterday? Can I have that book?" You can tell people, this is the book that is about to be banned in Russia. Now, if something is illegal, what happens? What happens? Everybody wants it. Drugs are illegal. What happens? Everybody wants it. When Bombay went dry under the prohibition, what happened? Everybody started manufacturing alcohol and selling it on the black market. So, I tell people that our BBT here in Bombay has printed 15 lakhs of books. So there is no scarcity. In Russia there may be difficulty, but here in this country of Bharat there is no scarcity. Now what are we doing to propagate Bhagavad Gita? That is the question. Prabhupada went to Russia in 71 and he brought one Bhagavad Gita. And from that Bhagavad Gita, an entire tsunami of Bhagavad Gitas has manifested. In 91, in 89, when Russia allowed religious books to be imported, North European BBT printed 200,000 books. And somehow they made it into Russia. After months of demonstration and protests, the devotees got those books. And then they sold those 200,000 books and the BBT in Russia printed 15 million books. That's 150 lakhs. That's 10 times as much as BBT here just printed for this year. And it took him 10 years to distribute those books. And all the temples and all the devotees, right now there may be 30 or 40,000 devotees in Russia and Russian-speaking countries, have come from these books. So, you have been given the best country in the world to preach and distribute Prabhupada's books. Don't take it for granted. It may not always be so favorable. This is war. The opponent doesn't sleep. Maya is not, you know, backing off. She's out there as we're speaking, doing her thing. People are enamored by the illusory energy. So, the devotees humbly trying to follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, they have taken upon themselves the task of spreading this knowledge of Bhagavad Dharma far and wide. Before Srila Prabhupada departed for the Western world, he went to Navadvip, Mayapur, and there was a meeting with several of his god brothers. And he asked them, "You please bless these Bhagavatams, because these books will travel to the West. So you please give blessings." So they all gave blessings, all his senior god brothers and sannyasis. And then Prabhupada said, "Now, in order for the books to be able to go to the West, I have to go and I have to carry the books to the West. So you have to give me blessings also." And they gave him blessings. In the same way, when Dhruva Maharaj was about to board the Vimana up in Himalayas, in Badri, he went and he paid respects and took blessings to each and every one of the sages that were there in Badri. He did not think, "Oh, did you see? Viman has come for me. Now you're going to be here for another while, you know, and it's going to be cold. But I'm going now." No. Because he was a pure devotee, he was very humble. So he went to take blessings from each and every one of the sages. And they gave full blessings. Because sages are kind. Sages are magnanimous. And then later on, when he thought, "What about my mother? She has shown me the path." Vishnudutas pointed out, "See, up there ahead, already, she is already flying, going to the spiritual world." So Krishna chose to appear in the prison cell of Kamsa. Krishna appears in this world as a dramatic actor. And he chooses to do so by his own internal potency, by his own sweet will. But for the common man, it seems like a very difficult, a very challenging, and a very dangerous situation. But the devotees are never bewildered, because the devotees have full faith that the Lord is all-powerful, and that the Lord is omniscient, and that the Lord has everything under His control. That's our philosophy, isn't it? That's what we read in Bhagavad Gita every day, that everything is under Krishna's control. Now, how often in our lives, when difficulties arise, are we aware of the fact that everything is under Krishna's control? Or do we start to become bewildered by these circumstances? I had some notes, but they disappeared. Problem is, where is it? Oh, I'm sitting on them. So, in the battle of Kurukshetra, when the fight got very heated, they were fighting day and night. So, in the same way, this is the last 10 days of the marathon. So there is no more rules now. You can go out as long as you like. You can also distribute in the night if you like. There's no stopping. Now there are some difficulties, I've heard, that you're not able to make announcement in some of the train stations. But we should never take this as a downturn. You can see that if there is some difficulties, it means Maya is recognizing your efforts and she's putting some obstacle. But here in India, it is so easy to distribute Prabhupada's books. You just go up to people and you tell them, this is a book about Krishna. Do you like Krishna? And 98% of the people will say, I love Krishna. Then you ask them, can you please give a donation for Krishna? And they'll say, yeah, sure. And they take the book. So it is so easy. The only thing that's required is that we actually show up. That we actually go out there and we do the preaching work. I was just now in a few places in India and I would like to share with you some of the events that are taking place in other parts of India because you might not be aware. I was just in Calcutta. There's one devotee, Ashray Gauranga. He's doing big congregational preaching. And we had seminar about book distribution. And I told him that Prabhupada has said that each and every gentleman and lady should have a full set of Bhagavatam and CC. So now he's asking all the people who come to his programs to buy sets. The first time he started asking, he sold 8 sets. Like that. So anybody of you, I know you're all preachers and scholars and you all have at least 50 people who consider you their guide, their Shiksha Guru, their mentor. So what I'd like to humbly ask of you is, after this class, before breakfast, you sit down and you make a list of all the people who are in your circle of influence. People who consider you as somebody. They know you exist. And what you do is you call them. And you say, did you read the Times of India yesterday? No. Then you tell them what was in that article. And you say that BBT Bombay printed 15 lakhs Bhagavad Gitas. So, before this book gets banned in Russia, what can you do to make it happen? And then you ask them, my dear friend, how many employees are in your factory? Please take 5,000 Bhagavad Gitas. Okay, you don't have a factory. Charity starts at home. Every program I do in Sunday Feast programs is I ask all the congregation present, how many of you have a full set of Prabhupada's books in their home? And less than 10% of our own members has a full set. So you ask them to please get a set for themselves or for some of their friends. And if you do that, in every program, 5 or 10 sets get sold. That's a start. If we start to do that in every Sunday program, that you just put a table, you know, one of them nice little foldable tables with the 4 legs that come off, you just put it next to the Vyasa-san and you just put out the full set of Prabhupada's books. So during your presentation, Prabhupada will be right there, right next to you. The books will be there, smiling at everybody. And at the end, you just ask people, please take a set of books. Srila Prabhupada has given his life. He has sacrificed his life. He gave his sleep to give us Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I know many of you are very austere, because just living in Bombay means you're very austere. Otherwise you don't survive. Because this city is just, is an affront. It's just, it's too much for human dignity. You take it as normal. But I was just up in Rishikesh. It was a bit cold, but you know the Ganges is there and there is some trees and some nature and no traffic jams. So just to live in Bombay is a very challenging situation. So, what was the point before that? I lost track. Anybody help me get back on track? Prabhupada sacrificed his sleep. Now I know many of you are very austere. You're living in Bombay for the sake of preaching, and it is an austere life. But how many of us have sacrificed our sleep? Not too many. Huh? We're still taking rest quite nicely. Huh? Except when there is that occasional wedding party playing music late night. But even they go to sleep at one point. So, Prabhupada went to take rest at about 9:30, 10 p.m. And by midnight he rose, without alarm clock. And he washed his hands and feet and his face, and he translated Bhagavatam for many hours while the whole world was asleep. Like Maharaj Priyavrata. When it went dark, he made the sun go up. So in the same way, in Kali Yuga, when everything went dark, Prabhupada made the sun go up. Because Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Haya Andhakara, Yahan Krishna Tahan Maya, Maya Adhikara. Wherever there is Krishna, there is no ignorance. There is no darkness. So when we find that in my own life, there is some darkness, there is some bhaya, some fear, there is some anxiety, there is some anxiousness, read Bhagavad Gita. It is the best book we have. If people just read every day a few shlokas of Bhagavad Gita, their life can be sublime. Why they're trying to ban Bhagavad Gita as it is? Because it speaks the truth, and because it exposes the materialistic rascals who are posing as so-called leaders, politicians, heads of state, as scholars, as religionists and philosophers. It exposes them. That's why people say, no, you can't do this here. This is not allowed. This is very bad. Then the devotees, they become very much encouraged. They don't become scared, they become encouraged. There are other devotees in Delhi who are working the stoplights in the smog and in the fog and in the tension of Delhi traffic. They have mobilized an entire army. Like Hanuman and his monkeys. They have so much youth, so they mobilize their students and their youth power, and they put them on the streets. Like in wartime, everybody's deployed. You may be a farmer. Okay, here is a gun. Go to the front, fight. You may be a clerk. You may say, I only know how to hold pen. Okay, here is gun. Go, fight. That's what happens in wartime. Everybody is issued a gun and a badge. Now the question is, are we going to be on the winning side? Is our name going to be there on that list of book scores or not? That's the question. You still have 10 days to put your name on that list. It's not so difficult. And we are not concerned about individual score because team wins. We're concerned about the team. We want to see Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari team win. That's what we want to see. So please make that list of all the people in your circle of influence who can take Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita in smaller or bigger quantities, and make a plan. What can I do to alleviate Srila Prabhupada's suffering, to alleviate his pain? Naivodvijaye paraduratraya vaitranyas tadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta shocheta tovi mukachetrasa indiartam maya sukhayam baramudvaha tovi mudhan. Prahlad Maharaj said to Lord Narasingadev, for me there is no problem. I'm doing fine. Now, that's quite astounding, because Prahlad has just faced persecution by his own father, who tried to kill him in so many different ways. And what is he saying? He's not saying, oh, he tried to do this to me, he tried to do that to me, he tried to do the other thing to me, and you know. He's saying, for me, there is no problem. But when I see the suffering of the fools and rascals, I have pain at heart. So you please bless them. And I am not interested to get any benefit out of your association, any blessings for my own sake. I'm not a merchant. I'm not practicing Krishna consciousness because I want something out of it. I simply want to please my spiritual master. How could I ever forget him? He has saved me. He has blessed me. So that is the mood of the devotees. So in the spirit of Srila Prabhupada and Prahlad Maharaj and Maharaj Priyavrata, let us join hands and together work tirelessly to make Krishna appear more and more in our own lives and in the lives of all the people of this planet. And never become discouraged. Never think when things become a little dramatic that, ooh, what's going to happen now? Is the world going to finish in 2012? Ooh, maybe I should start, you know, buying some, you know, some biscuits so that, you know, I'll make it to the end of 2012. Don't worry, the material world is going to go on for another 427,000 years. That's a long time. That's a lot of biscuits that you have to store for those remaining years. But life is dry in the material world. We should not make plans to stick around. It's not getting any prettier. We should make solid plans of how to go back home, back to Godhead, in this lifetime. Now, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was one of the visionaries, one of the engineers, he devised Namhata, he devised a scheme of how to spread Krishna consciousness far and wide. He went to Kolkata. Now we may say, I know we have here many doctors, lawyers, engineers and businessmen, and you may think, what is this? I can't go out on the street and ask people, please take this book and give me some money. This is below my dignity. I can't do this. I'm not a salesman. I'm not like the guy who runs around in the train and goes, Jaigaram, 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 Jaigaram. That's not me. I can't do this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a district magistrate. Do we have any district magistrates here? Do we have any judges of Puri, temple administrators? No. He went to Kolkata knocking on people's doors, begging 1 rupee from each door. He was not asking for lakhs and crores. He was asking for 1 rupee from each door to build Yogapeeth in Mayapur. It was built by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's endeavor. So in the same way, in following in the footsteps of the Acharyas, we're asking you humbly, every day, just take one Bhagavad Gita in your bag and you will be surprised what happens. First of all, what happens is you will have a different set of spectacles on. You will not see the world through the eyes of, oh, this looks nice, or this doesn't look nice. Oh, I could enjoy this. Oh, I would like to possess this. Oh, no, this is not so nice. You will simply be looking all day, where is that person whom I can give that Bhagavad Gita? Because that Gita doesn't want to go back. That Gita wants to stay out there. So, try it out. If you think, nobody likes me, I am caught in Maya's web, in the worldwide web of the spider, of Maya, and I am caught in this I, me and mine, which is a very sorrowful, a very sorry state of existence. How to get out of that web of the spider? Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara. Take Bhagavad Gita with you. And any person you meet, You just show him the book. Just put the book in their hands. What happens when people have the book in their hands? They become attached. Dhyayato vishayapung sang sangusthe shubhajayate sangat sanjayate kama kama krodo vijayate. They become attached. They think, oh, this is nice. Oh, can I have this? You say, yeah, sure. Huh? But this looks very costly. Huh? So you tell people, how much do you think this book would cost in a bookstore? Everybody says 400 or 500 rupees. You say, yes, for today is your lucky day. Because we're not selling these books. You can simply give a donation to cover the printing of this book. Now, this is not mundane salesmanship. They ask Srila Prabhupada, how can we distribute more books? Srila Prabhupada said, it is very easy. You just sit down and you chant 16 rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Without stopping, without getting up, without checking email and SMS, without managing the world, you just sit down and you chant Hare Krishna mantra. And then you'll see what happens. Then when you get up, all of a sudden, the world will be a different place. And you will see the world through a different set of spectacles. Bhagavad Gita is the best book that we have. We should make it available. There is 1.2 billion people in this country. That's a lot of people. And for most of them, they don't even know that we exist. So, we should make the books visible. Make them available. Spread them far and wide. And in this way, we too can become humble instruments. We can become little water carriers, little peons that help with the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Priyavrat. And in this way, there will be unlimited mercy and unlimited kindness that is available to all of us. I just visited the Radha Gopinath traveling Sankirtan party who is up in Haridwar. There's about 10 brahmacharis in a bus and they're going to factories. And so far they have sold 7,000 sets of 10 books. There is 2 Mahabooks, Gita and Krishna book, and then 1 big book, and so many small books, medium and small books. And they're giving that set for 375 rupees. They're telling people, you buy 1 book, and all the other 9 books, they're for free. But you can't buy only 1 book. You can buy only 1 book, but it's going to cost you 375 rupees. And then you get the whole package. And people are signing up like anything. All they have to do is to put their name down. And then the accounts department will give the check. Now if the boys from Radha Gopinath Mandir can do that, you can do that too. I have a friend in Bengaluru. He goes to all the managers of Westside Mall and Big Bazaar and Shoppers Stop. And he gets permissions to put tables Friday, Saturday, Sunday right in the mall. And they make a big poster, the world's best book for the world's best price. And they put the books there. And they put a nice couple. And they're selling so many books. So use your ingenuity. Krishna has given each and every living entity intelligence. Use your God-given intelligence for preaching. Otherwise, we'll use it in a different way. Just like, did you ever keep food in your room? And you wondered where all of a sudden all these millions of ants came from, forming this big highway up into your almira and transporting all that Mahaprasad back into their hideout? It happened to each and every one of us, right? So where did the ants get that intelligence from? From Krishna. Their intelligence is how to find out that piece of sugar. Where to find that food. So what is the intelligence of a preacher? How to make people fortunate by giving them Krishna consciousness. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked by a young lady, why did you wait for so long to come to the West to spread Krishna consciousness? Srila Prabhupada's answer was, I have waited so long because you were not born yet. So I had to wait for you to be born. And now that you're born, I've come to deliver you. So please take this message and go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki! Srimad Bhagavatam ki! Gur Premanandi! We got 5 minutes for questions and answers. Yes, Nishingananda Prabhu.
In the purport, it said that we say the Gayatri Mantra in worship of the sun god.
Yes.
So why do we do that?
I don't know. I follow blindly the instructions. No, we meditate on the sun god, who is a manifestation of Krishna's potency. Just like in this shloka, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakara Yahan Krishna Tahan Maya Maya Adhikara. The sun god illuminates the entire universe, but this is through Krishna's potency. Because Krishna says he's the sun and the moon. So when I chant the Gayatri, I meditate on Krishna, who is manifesting as the sun god. But I'm sure there's so many more shastric and more substantial evidences. Yadubar Prabhu, do you have?
We were on a walk with Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, and he went into a Durga temple and paid obeisances. We were thinking, why? So we asked Srila Prabhupada afterwards, why are you paying obeisances to Goddess Durga? And Prabhupada's answer was, I was thinking of the gopis praying to Goddess Katyayani to get Krishna as their husband. So actually everything can be connected to Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Always good to have some people in the audience who know. Any other questions? Now, silence means consent. If there is no objections, that means all of you are going to head over to the book table and get your Bhagavad Gita and your assortment of small books and are going to go out today and distribute books. Who here has made plans today for distributing Prabhupada's books? It's about 10 people, but we have about 120 people here in the room. Okay, what does it take to motivate you to go on book distribution? That's the question here. Okay, let's put it very drastic. Let's put it very graphic here. Sometimes things have to get worse because before they can become better. In my own life, I have seen that whenever there was difficulty, whenever there was confusion, whenever there was sorrow and depression, when I picked up one of Prabhupada's books, my life changed. I was 15 years old. I was a kid going to a boarding school in the Swiss mountains. I was confused, as any youth is. And I found Bhagavatam, First Canto, Part 1, in the library. And I started reading it. And I didn't understand much, but I knew that this was something very special. If people just read First Canto of Bhagavatam, their life can change. That book is perfect. Prabhupada put everything in the First Canto. But before they read First Canto, they should read Bhagavad Gita. So you have to give them Bhagavad Gita first. And then they should read First Canto. When I was going to school, I thought that I went to the temple, I started chanting four rounds, and I thought, now what? You know, something has to happen. Jai Shishi Gonitai, Shishi Radharas Bihari, Lalita Visaka, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. So, I thought, I want to get all these books, because that is the best investment that you can make. I just asked one of my friends who is an investment banker down in Chaupati, how are the markets doing? And he said, not good. I said, what should you buy? What should you do? He said, don't buy anything. It's not a good time. So everybody's in anxiety. What's going to happen with their fixed deposits, with their investments, with their pension plans? Who here has got financial anxieties? Show of hands. Come on, we're in the family. Who has got financial anxieties? Nobody. You're all brahmacharis. You all live at the mercy of Radharas Bihari. Wonderful. Most people on this planet have got financial anxieties. Did you ever notice how your merchant or your rickshaw driver has financial anxieties? Did you ever feel his pain? I think you do. So, the point is, if you want that anxiety to go away, you should invest in what's really valuable. A Brahmin, a wise person, knows the difference between artha and anartha. What is useful and valuable, and what is useless and unimportant. So these books are the most valuable thing that we have. This is the greatest gift that Srila Prabhupada has made, the greatest contribution. Now, even if you may not go out to distribute, read Prabhupada's books every day, at least for 1 hour. That is the best use of our time. Prabhupada would listen to his own books because he said, they're not my books. Krishna has dictated those books through me. So, I wanted to have all of Prabhupada's books. I'm sorry I'm speaking about myself, but because my knowledge of the subject is limited, and I'm a very subjective person, so I speak what is closest to my heart. So I wanted to get all of the books. So a devotee brought a full set of books, but because he thought that I don't have any money, he brought me old books. He went to the library and got all old, you know, mangled up copies and put a set together. But I had saved up money because I was a paper boy in my area. I distributed a weekly paper. And I was working for 2 flower stores as a flower delivery boy, running errands. So I had saved $500, 25,000 rupees. Now in 1984, that was a lot of money. And I gave all that money to that devotee. And he gave me the full set of books. And I was happy. A little bit unhappy that I got old books, but happy that I got the books. So, if you want auspiciousness and wealth and happiness in your life, today, get a full set of Prabhupada's books. For yourself or for one of your dearest people. It is absolutely required. And then when you read these books, gradually we can realize what this Krishna consciousness is all about. This is a mission. This is a movement. A lot of people come here as spectators. Very few people take part in this missionary spirit. Unless we read Prabhupada's books, unless we own Prabhupada's books, we will never know what happened. We will never know what we missed. We will never know what's going on in this movement. Because we simply are unable to access that information. Just like if people would not have newspapers for one day, what would happen? If you take away the newspaper, you take away the coffee, the tea, and the cigarettes, the beedies, what will happen within 3 days? You would have riots. I guarantee you, you would have riots. There will be blood in the streets. There will be people marching towards Parliament. There will be lynch mob ransacking the stores. Why? Because people are addicted to those things. But how come we can go on living? Ask yourself, how long has it been that I picked up Bhagavad Gita and I sat down and I just read a chapter, flat, from first verse to last verse. How long has it been? Ask yourself, when was the last time I just locked myself up with no mobile phones, away from the outside world, and I just read for a couple of hours? Now tomorrow is Ekadasi. It's a very good day for hearing and chanting. It's a very good day for preaching and book distribution too. But at least just take time off. We're so busy in this world, running around for so many things. But let us focus what is actually important, what is actually meaningful, what will actually give us joy and pleasure to our heart. And never underestimate, one book makes a huge difference. That one book can save lives, and it does. So, thank you for your sincerity, for your sincere effort and hard work to push forward this movement. It is a revolutionary movement. Now, to be a revolutionary is not something which is always very much appreciated. What happens to revolutionaries, usually, in the history of mankind? What has happened to the revolutionaries? They were either killed by the opposing party, or the revolution has killed its own revolutionaries. That's what also happened many times. So, we got to make sure we're deeply rooted in this spiritual practice, and we're always very much absorbed in hearing and chanting, that we don't become pessimistic or sinister or depressed or despondent or lethargic because of all the negative things that are going on in this world. We should always see that Krishna is simply utilizing His devotees as a catalyst, all these difficulties to appear. That's why Prahlad Maharaj is glorified the most, because he suffered the most. That's why Srila Prabhupada is glorified the most, because he sacrificed and he suffered the most from all the acharyas. So, we can take part in this mission by helping Srila Prabhupada in this noble task of spreading the message of Lord Krishna, of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, first to ourselves, because charity starts at home, and then to all the people that we know, and then to all the people that we don't know yet. And the people are waiting to receive one of these books. I was just up in Rishikesh. There is maybe 300 or 400 ashrams who are doing Hatha Yoga, and people are sick and tired of pressing their noses. They're running all throughout town. Where is the higher taste? Where is the real thing? And every day I had 5 people who were saying, I've been looking for this, and I didn't find it, because our books are not in the bookstores. And we should change that. Maybe we'll have to make a special edition just for the bookstores with the price printed on it. I talked to several bookstore owners, and they said, you give me a Gita as it is with a price printed on it, and I will sell it. But I can't sell a book that's being sold on the street for half the price that I'm selling it in the store. It has to be a different cover. But then I'll sell it. I love your books. Every bookstore owner said that. So people are looking for Bhagavad Gita. We should not make them wait for too long, because time is ticking. Time is running out. So thank you for your patience. You have 10 days left. This is a marathon. Now it's time to floor it. This is like the bell lap, you know, when the bell rings. This is the last round. So you know, now it's no stops. Just give it all you've got. You'll never be the losers. I guarantee you, anybody who thinks on 1st of January that I'm a loser, I've sacrificed too much. I've been abused. You please come see me. Huh? We're ready to take complaints. Success is guaranteed. Failure is only if we stay away and we stay aloof, emotionally, psychologically, if we stay aloof from this preaching mission. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripasindubhyeva cha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna.